This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, have you ever passed the time during your normal commute or driving around trying to figure out what that vanity plate in front of you was supposed to mean?
I have definitely tried to figure out what one of those license tags says.
Yeah,
I have definitely missed my turn before
trying
to figure it out.
I followed one home. I just can't figure that one out.
Did you ask them?
No. 14% of people say that they have a vanity license plate right now. Now, 12% say they've had one in the past, and 26% of people haven't, but would consider having one. And then 32% of people haven't had or not or weren't interested in having one whatsoever. Now, as far as the vanity license plates goes, I've never had one.
I've had one.
Okay.
In Nashville, Tennessee, I had one that said T-Steel 93.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that one.
But honestly, I don't think I want people to immediately know that that was Tom that just cut them off in traffic anymore.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. With the radio station number.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I won't do those little Jesus fish, because sometimes I don't let Jesus take the wheel.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
So
have you
Jesus
ever had,
is in my back seat telling me to slow down.
Yeah, I'm making you feel guilty. Have you ever had a vanity license plate, Tori?
No.
No? Okay.
I didn't want to spend the extra money on it.
All right. Cato has.
Most of my life. Now, I don't have the personalized where I actually picked what it says.
Right.
But mine is still a vanity plate that I have now. Mm-hmm. It's a remembrance.
Oh, you mean it's just one of those you can buy different kinds of.
Yeah, it's plates. A 9/11 memorial.
I think when he's saying vanity plate, he's talking about, because vanity is you being vain. I think he's talking about picking the word.
Well, yeah.
Because you had, what was it, U to one or U to man?
U to one.
U to one.
One tough Z.
Oh, wow.
Keller.
Okay.
I love 2DJ.
Okay.
I party.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's a good one.
Which almost got me in court. Only because a friend of mine was going through a divorce at the time, and we were all partying in her house, and they thought I was a dealer.
Oh my gosh.
So I almost had to go to court to testify. She finally got them talked that I don't deal nothing.
Okay.
I just like to party.
Well, you know, I honestly enjoy some of the vanity license plates out there. You know, I was trying to figure out one the other day. It said the Kid DDS. And I'm like,
that's just kids?
Yeah, I guess so. It could be kids or kiddos.
Oh, they, you know what it is? It's a kid dentist, I bet.
Or was it Kid DSS?
It's DDS is a dentist.
Either one would work. Kids,
I bet it was
DSS.
It was a pediatric dentist.
Yeah, and, you know, and I hate the vanity plates where like someone else has used the letter and so they substitute it with one that kind of looks like it. Like instead of a O, they have to use a D or something like that.
Right.
And you're like, okay, that's throwing me off a little bit because I can't figure it out. Because I thought, well, maybe that one was kiddos. You know how kids, you know, teachers and stuff say, oh, the kiddos are yada yada.
Yeah, this is definitely pediatric dentist.
Okay,
there's
all
even
right.
a pediatric dentist called Kids Dentistry, Frederick Kids Pediatric Dentistry.
Well, 33% say they like or love vanity plates, and that's people that even don't have them. So we enjoy trying to figure out that whatever, that cryptic message you're trying to send to everybody. And then 8% of people dislike or hate the vanity plates.
Why would you dislike or hate them?
I know. I mean, why are you so passionate about that?
Those are the people that I worry about, because they're the ones who want to tell everyone else how to live their lives, well, based on what they think is right.
And when asked if you've seen a personalized plate that shouldn't have been allowed, 22% that said yes. It was an inappropriate plate.
I love when you see when someone snuck one past them, because you know they don't allow it. So you're like, they must not have known what that meant.
Yeah, it's like cutting edge, like, I don't know, phrases and stuff that like just happen, and you see them on the internet or whatever, and then I'll take it to the DMV. And, oh, we'll go with that one.
Yeah, that's like that movie Jeepers Creepers. Did y'all ever see that when they had the vanity plate and they were like
beating you or
something? Yeah, but they were like beating you, but it wasn't. It was beating you. And it's like, who approved that? Somebody wasn't paying attention. And when did this creepy thing walk into the DMV and be like, I'd like a vanity license plate, please?
I didn't see that movie, so.
What? They eating people in that movie?
He did.
I don't even know if he had a truck. He could fly.
Oh, my gosh. I never thought about that.
Yeah, I just thought about that. It's a movie, though, Tori.
Honestly, this is going to break my whole day.
I do. I like those stickers, though, tell me about the whole family and have all the, you know, kids and everybody and the dog and the robot and all kinds of stuff.
They say that's not really, you shouldn't do that because it shows people how many people are in your family, how many kids you have.
Why would anyone care?
Because they're watching you, and they're going to come while you're sleeping, and they're going to take your kids and take your pets. And you're going to go to your car, and all the kids and pets, it's just going to be you standing there on the back of your car?
Yeah, but you think about it, too.
You're even going to steal the stickers off the back.
Yes, I was going to say, imagine you come up, and all the other stickers are gone.
You just see the back of their car.
Yeah. I mean, you think about it, too, though. If you got one of those stickers with a bunch of kids on it, no carjacker's going to take that car.
I don't think carjackers are that smart, unfortunately.
They're like, I got a bunch of kids. I'll pass on that one.
They might be in there. Can you imagine how dirty that van is? Because they got all the kids and the car seats.
I understood you. He'll get it to later today.
Well, it's like me trying to figure out that vanity license plate right now. I can't figure out this joke, Kato.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, I think this happens with every generation, and it probably always will. But the older generation thinks the new generation is coming in and doing everything wrong. Mm-hmm. And the new generation thinks the old people are all dumb and don't know what they did.
Well, that's kind of harsh.
It's kind of true.
Yeah.
That's right, though.
That's why people say, okay, boomer, without remembering those boomers built the world for them that they're living in now and made all of it possible. But at the same time, the boomers look at the kids and give them a hard time, too. So it's mutual, I guess. But here's an area where it almost seems a little bit mean-spirited is 73%, about 3 out of 4 millennial parents think they're doing a better job than their parents did.
Wow.
And there's some reasons for this.
Okay.
They say that they use gentle parenting now and that their parents did not. And Tori and I were actually just talking about this today. I got a lot of spankings when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I deserved every one of them. Mm-hmm. My dad would give me a speech about how it hurt him more than me, and I didn't believe him. But once I became a parent, I kind of understood what he meant by that.
You still deserve a few.
I know, right?
I'm calling your mama.
They quit giving them to me when I started enjoying them, Kato.
I remember my last spanking my sister and I got at the same time when my mom was pregnant with my brother.
Uh-huh.
So she really couldn't spank as hard.
Uh-huh.
So we laughed.
Yeah.
She said, I'm going to keep doing this until we had to fake cry.
Yeah.
For her to stop. And that was the last time.
There is a point, though, where mom is spanking you and you're kind of like glad it's not dad, first of all.
Yeah. Yes.
Kind of giggling a little bit under your breath.
I was 10.
Yeah. But then she hears that giggle and she says, okay, wait till your dad gets home. And you're like, dadgummit, why didn't I just keep quiet?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, they say that they have a style that guides the children through the decision-making process without the parents setting demands or rules. Hey, you do you. And Hawk and I have a saying that I think is excellent. It's you screw up your kids your way, we'll screw up our kids our way.
As my kids get older, I realize I ain't got a clue. I'm like, you know what? You start to figure out mom and dad, they're pretty smart. As you start, raising your own kids.
Well, I will say we definitely made rules and demands. We tried to be polite and explain it sometimes, but we definitely had rules. You got to have rules for your kid's safety.
Well,
you have to have rules because they make your life easier to have certain, you know, a bedtime at this time or whatever. Because kids don't always learn right away. You can be like, well, we'll just let him stay up late and he'll learn that that's not good when he's sleeping in school the next day. No, they don't. They would do it every day, even though it costs them every time.
Well, rules, they say, are good security blankets for them.
Yes.
Like it gives them security to think, okay, at least somebody's in charge here, because if mom and dad's not in charge,
yeah,
who's in charge?
The Lord of the Flies. Another thing is that the millennial parents think that they get better advice because they get their advice from social media.
Well, I will say there's a lot more advice at your fingertips now than because, you know, like you're in a situation like, I don't know what to do with this situation. Let me Google what other parents have done. And then you can weigh it out. Well, it's like our mom and dad's was just like, I'm just going to make this up as I go along.
We're doing that right now. We're actually Googling ways to handle a kind of a parenting issue.
Well,
it's a problem, but it's not with our kids. It's with a new rescue dog we got.
Yeah, okay.
And we're trying to figure out how to train him to do certain things because he's 2 years old and someone's trained him differently.
Well,
but I wouldn't necessarily go to YouTube or TikTok for my kids' advice.
Well, I mean, there's lots of advice, as Hawk said, but you just have to make sure you're watching the right ones.
Well, here's the thing.
There's some wrong advice on there, too.
Where it helps me a lot with homework. I'm like, I'm on, like, YouTube a lot.
I can't believe you're still doing homework.
Yeah.
You've been out of school for years.
No, it's like they get. It's like I always hate this because I kind of leave them alone. Like if everything's quiet and they're doing their homework, you know, it's kind of like you just let that dog sleep. And all of a sudden you hear, Dad, I need help on this one. And I'm like, oh, no.
They also say parents now are more open about mental health. Your dad may have said, just buck up and handle it.
Yeah.
But most millennial parents think that discussions about mental health and emotional well-being are important.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I feel about that one. I think there's certainly a lot of good that came out of parents having their kids be independent and telling them to deal with it. But there's probably some people that needed that help and didn't get it.
I think a lot of this is going to depend on the kid. Every
yes.
kid's different,
true.
And how you work with them, how you teach them, it's all going to be different. Because if one kid's sitting in a classroom situation and they can learn just seeing it on the board, not every kid's the same. So you kind of have to learn and work with them in the different aspects.
Okay.
Well, you're going to be a good mom.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
The next one is being present with your kids. Most millennial parents say they try to prioritize their kids over work, and they're more present with their children than their parents were. I have mixed feelings about that, too. I do it. I think it's great. But sometimes I think it takes them longer to have independence because of that, because we helicopter over them.
That's true. You know, I was thinking about, like, when I was a kid, my mom and dad would work. So I'd come home, you know, I was in third or fourth grade, and I was by myself. You know, sometimes they'd forget to put the key in the secret hiding place, and I'd be locked out of the house for, you know, all afternoon long or all evening long until they got home from work. And, yeah.
And you probably loved it, too. You were like, woo, outside time. I don't have to do homework.
Yeah. Well,
I do have some tips for you on how to know that you've messed up as a parent or you're not doing it right.
That's a long list, right? This is from experience.
If this is your first grader, he's the only one in his class with prison tattoos.
Oh, wow.
Probably not doing that well.
No. Wow. Uh-huh. It happens, too, Tom.
If it's March and she's already on Santa's naughty list, she lights her birthday candles with her own Zippo lighter.
Y'all stand back.
Also, if they're wanted for a string of big wheel carjackings or bicycle jackings.
Yeah, okay.
They got kicked out of T-ball for fixing the games.
Life sounds more like entrepreneurial. Entrepreneurial.
Just something like that, right. If his favorite toy is Tickle Me OJ.
Oh.
Too soon, Tom.
Really? Because that was a long time ago. It may be Tickle Me P. Diddy. I got your disease, Tori.
It's contagious.
All right. And they say if she sells her Girl Scout cookies from the trunk of a Monte Carlo while smoking cigarettes.
Oh,
sign that you're not doing a good job.
That might be my daughter.
Well, there you go. So just keep that in mind if you've... parenting a kid and you're not sure if you're doing it right.
Imagine that Girl Scout. She's like, hi, Duol, you want some Thin Mints?
That's exactly what I was imagining.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
We may be starting a new Easter tradition here on the Hawk and Tom Show.
Yeah, sometimes for Torture Tuesday, we'll lock ourselves in the office after the show's over and just throw ideas around until we come up with something. And this was supposed to be Easter-themed, so we came up with an Easter-themed Torture Tuesday.
Now, we are Facebook Live, and if you want to watch it on video...
Are we great?
Yes. Kano does not want to do this, I don't think, because it is going to be messy and gross.
And I don't know why it seems like every Tuesday I make lunch plans after I'm going to mess myself up. So I'm going to be going to lunch with egg on my face. Oh,
hey. Oh, hey.
How about that?
That's an excellent idea.
Well, let's explain why it's such
an
excellent idea. Because Kato's going to be bobbing for Easter bunnies. We have chocolate Easter bunnies and peep Easter bunnies.
Yep.
But the difference in normal bobbing is that instead of a bucket of water, we have got a giant bowl of eggs.
Yeah.
I bought 5 dozen eggs.
That was $40.
$140. Costco was actually $10.
Yeah, normally with Easter eggs, you know, you boil them and you dye them. But this time we're doing a little bit different.
We're kind of mixing Halloween with the bobbing for apples.
Yeah,
but we're doing it with the eggs and the Easter bunnies. And I'm going to be honest with you, Hawk, those chocolate Easter bunnies don't look
appetizing.
Like, they look like the Baby Ruth bars.
Oh my gosh.
You don't want to go bobbing for that, Kato.
But it is a bowl full of little round yellow balls covered in the egg white snot slime stuff.
It's kind of pretty.
Yeah, well, Kato's got to put his hands behind his back and reach down with his head and bite into the egg and the bunnies, and he's got to pull 8 bunnies out.
Okay, now
8.
You're making this up as you go along.
I am, actually.
Yeah, I can tell. I don't remember discussing how many.
You know, when you're bobbing for apples and stuff, don't they normally blindfold you? Maybe. Okay, we won't need that.
I'll have my eyes closed. Don't
worry. That's true. He's not going to have his eyes open.
That's true. Okay. Wow. So this is going to be disgusting, Kato. Are you ready to go for it?
No.
Bobbing for bunnies. Go ahead and get on the mic there. Give us a little mic check.
You should have asked me for like a hair tie or something. Yeah, I didn't even think about it.
Oh, you know what? I think we have... Don't we have a sweatband or headband in the office? Okay.
We're making this up as we go, as you can tell.
Because he does have lunch, some fancy lunch he has to go to today, and he's going to have egg all in his hair.
Well, egg's supposed to be good for your hair.
I might have a bobby pin.
I don't know if that's going to do it or not.
You know what? He needs those little bitty, what's it called?
Oh, little pebbles and bam bam.
Yeah.
Maybe paper or clothespins might work.
If you just joined us, we are going to do a bobbing for bunnies here on the Hawk and Tom Show. A new Easter tradition, a bunch of eggs, are 5 dozen eggs in a big bowl and some bunnies laying on top.
Easter bunny peeps and Easter bunny chocolate Easter bunny things.
Kato, Elise has a clip.
He's still in there looking for a way to keep his hair from getting down in here.
Yeah, he wants to look good.
Oh my,
he looks like the Karate Kid.
Wax on there, Daniel-san.
Oh wow. I don't know if that's going to work.
All right, so Kato, Tom, it's one of those girly hair ties. Pull it back more. It'll look like the little girly thing.
Oh my God, it does look like Karate Kid.
You got it all up.
All right, Kato, are we ready? We're going to do bobbing for bunnies and a bunch of 5 dozen eggs right now. When's the last time you ate a raw egg?
Never.
Oh, dang, we've missed that opportunity before. Okay. Shout out to Kendall Bailey, who is watching on Facebook Live. You can, too, right now.
All right, so here we go. Ready, bobbing for bunnies, Kato. He's down there near the bowl, hands behind his back, eyes are closed. 3, 2, 1, bob for those bunnies, buddy.
Oh. All right, he's going to, oh, my God, he put his whole thing. You got a bunny, yes.
Oh, my God,
this is so gross.
Oh, nasty.
Ew, look at the dye in there.
Look at his face.
Oh, my God.
He has got egg. He got a chocolate one. He's got 2.
Okay, no bobbing for
one. Come on, you can do it. He didn't get it that time.
You're getting your hair eggs on your head.
He got one.
I tell you what, go for 2 more.
I know. Are you kidding? The peeps are too easy. We need more chocolate.
I can't see.
Are you okay, Kato?
You're doing really good.
You want us to wipe your eyes off?
No. Yeah, do you want me to? I can wipe your eyes.
It looks like when you've been ugly crying and you have the snot coming out of your nose.
Oh, my gosh, been there.
Oh, he just got another one. Good job, two to go.
Rock it.
He missed badly that time.
Okay, you need to.
Oh, he's moving. He's adjacent.
No.
Oh, yeah. He dropped it.
Oh, no.
You're doing good. Oh, he's going to
get that chocolate one. He got the chocolate one. One to go.
Bobbing for Easter bunnies.
You can do it.
A bunch of raw eggs right now.
You're so close.
You got it, Kato.
He's using his tongue to move it around.
You did it. Well, you can wipe that egg off your face,
stop.
Kato.
You can stop now. There aren't any more.
Oh, that's funny. Right. You know what, Kato? That last bunny that you had while you were bobbing for bunnies, it looked like those killer whales toying with the seal.
Oh, gosh. That is so gross.
It's going to be so amazing.
I'm going to make omelets for everybody.
I ain't eating those omelets.
Uh-oh, it's got nose hair in that omelet right there, boy.
It's so gross. He had the egg yellow in his eye, and it looked like an infected eye.
It will be later, I'm sure.
What's the worst part of that, Kato?
Just the goo, and I could feel the egg yolk.
That's just nasty.
I can feel the egg yolk just sliming around my face.
That's great.
The worst part of the egg is that stringy part, and you could see it just dripping off of his face.
It doesn't look like I'm going to eat my boiled egg this morning.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
You know what? It'd be interesting if it were live chicks instead of those eggs. We can let it incubate a little longer.
No.
Oh, God, he's throwing up.
All right, bobbing for Easter bunnies here on the Hawk and Tom Show. You can do that at your Easter egg hunt this year if you want.
Or at church Sunday morning.
Oh, wow.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We may just have invented a new Easter tradition here on the Hawk and Tom Show with our Torch Tuesday this week. It's called Bobbing for Bunnies.
I don't think anyone else is going to do this.
You never know.
I don't know.
You get some raw eggs, just put them in a bowl and put some chocolate Easter marshmallow bunnies in there and you bob for them. So.
I feel like it's helping my complexion. It's a little tighter skin.
Well, a new survey looked at the most popular Easter traditions. We all probably had our own Easter traditions growing up. Maybe the Easter Bunny would visit you and you wake up with the Easter Bunny or basket the next morning.
Easter Bunny Man.
Yeah, that was the Valentine's Day Man for Tom.
That's right.
Tom had a Valentine's Day Man that would visit him and give him candies.
And I saw the Easter Bunny one year.
Yeah.
When I was a little kid, I got up to go to the bathroom or something, and he's tall. He's like the size of a human.
Well, at that time, I saw him at the mall.
Okay, I didn't really see him as much as his silhouette. He was bent down in front of the basket putting our goodies in it. I freaked out and ran back to my room because I didn't want to spoil it.
Well, they say photos with the Easter Bunny is an Easter tradition that a lot of families have.
We didn't do that.
Okay.
We did the typical, you know, color eggs, hide them and all that. And one year, my grandma's dog ate all of them before we found them. So she got diarrhea, and we didn't get any eggs.
When it comes to the photos, though, with the Easter Bunny, you know, I know a lot of kids cry with Santa Claus, but the Easter Bunny, he was kind of a creepy, because He was one of the creepiest of all the holiday, you know, characters out there, mm-hmm. especially when you're taking a photo with him, and he got that big old head, and he kind of is as creepy as that Burger King guy.
Oh, no one's as creepy as him.
Have you seen some of the old black and white Easter pictures kids have made yes. back in the day, and the yeah. Easter Bunny looks evil.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Evil eyes like, and everything.
Yeah, and I'm like, so. Great, that's
and
what's wrong.
Kind of like the Santa, they'd be crying in the pictures, you know, yeah. looking up at this giant Easter Bunny.
Okay, making Easter dinner. It's one of our favorite ham-related holidays. Mm. That's so a tradition that we have.
When you say dinner, is that more like lunch?
Yeah, lunch.
Yeah, I don't remember us doing anything at night, but obviously you'd go to church and then go yeah. get lunch.
We eat all family dinners at 2 o'clock.
Okay. But it is your favorite ham-related holiday, right? Because you eat ham on Easter, everybody? No?
I mean, I yes. feel like turkey, Thanksgiving is also a ham and turkey day.
Okay, and we're not doing lasagna or anything crazy on Easter, are we, Tori?
It's not crazy, it's tradition. Leave me alone.
Easter lasagna.
It's ham lasagna, though, instead of hamburger.
Do you guys do lasagna on that day, too?
Yeah, anytime the family's together, it's pasta. Doesn't matter the holiday.
Wow. That's
okay. Traditions, Hawk. Mm. There's their tradition.
Yeah.
As weird as it may be, it's her tradition.
Judge that Easter lasagna there. Eating candy is a tradition that we have.
Oh, well, yeah, because yeah. you get candy a lot of times for, obviously, the chocolate bunnies.
Yeah, Halloween's number one candy-related holiday, and then Easter and Valentine's Day, and then Christmas. All right, taking family photos is something. Hey, you have Easter pictures.
Well, that's what you were just talking about.
Well, you're dressed up. You know, you're going and you're buying that Easter dress for church.
Yep.
And you're like, oh, look at this Easter dress. We got to take a picture today of the whole family.
Okay. I'm not usually dressed up when I go to Easter. Sorry.
Easter service, you don't?
I don't go to Easter service.
Oh, okay.
So I just wake up, get dressed, go to my family. So.
Oh, well, wow. Okay.
It's going to be a nice day, I think, this coming up.
Yeah, it's not going to be nice for you when you're in line at the pearly gates. I bet you have to go last.
Let's stand there together. See who gets
okay,
in first.
Okay, let's not get into that, all right? This is the day we
need. I'm going to sneak in. I got a fake ID, Tom. So,
I'm telling God.
So tradition, going to church is a holiday
apparently
tradition.
Apparently not for everyone.
Not for everybody, but a lot of them are, you know, you got that Easter. Like I can remember the smell of polyester
yeah.
on Easter Sunday.
Yeah, new shoes that gave you blisters.
Yeah, everybody get their new clothes on yes. Easter Sunday.
And the frilly socks that were bright white. And I don't know why Mom ever put us in it, because the first thing we did after Easter Sunday is go straight to whatever mud puddle we could find.
Yeah, I always get so annoyed when you're at church and all those extra people come that day and they take your seat.
Yeah.
And you're like, you don't come here, you got my seat.
See, Cato's being considerate by not taking your seat.
Hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I thought about it, but then I thought, what would Jesus do?
Yeah, get up his seat.
He would stay home.
Okay. I can watch it on TV.
Then, of course, dyeing Easter eggs is an Easter tradition. That's always a lot of fun to do with the kids.
I don't know if it's a lot of fun, but
well,
it's a tradition.
It is.
It's a mess.
It is a mess. And you're sitting there just hoping they don't drop the egg in the dye and it splash all over the table.
Mm. And you always end up with brown instead of all the colors you wanted because you mix too many of them together.
Well, and they give you the flimsiest little wire to hold the egg, and it never yeah. stays on there.
Right. Yeah, and if you do it with a spoon, you always get that little naked part at the bottom that shows the white.
Yeah, we got to flip it like a rotisserie chicken.
Oh, do you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we do just all solid colors. You're getting all red eggs, all yellow eggs.
Oh, no.
Then you want to do the suicide egg and put all the colors together, and it turns out that doo-doo brown looking.
Oh.
Who wants to eat that egg?
Well, mm-hmm. you know where it comes from.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw a meme that had two chickens, and they were looking at this Easter basket with colorful eggs, and the chicken said, one chicken said to the other, and says, what kind of parents let their children get tattoos? And then finally, making an Easter basket is
oh my god,
tradition.
How do you mean that?
I don't know. Is it basket weaving 101 from college?
I think it's probably where you buy your own grass.
Yeah,
it's expensive, by the way. And your own candy.
You're getting the wrong grass.
No, I'm not.
If grandma's getting high making baskets, there's something wrong with that grass. So those are just a few of the Easter traditions. And your extended family coming over for dinner is the last one there.
I enjoy family time.
Yeah.
I got to make the deviled eggs of all things.
Yeah. You don't enjoy church time, but family time's different.
Well, I'm having to stay home to make the deviled eggs.
Oh, well, that's wrong to serve on Easter Sunday, just to let you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. No devil's food cake either on Easter Sunday.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
sometimes people have guilt over things that they may not really should feel guilty about. I just learned about something called sunshine guilt. And when I first heard it, I thought maybe it was guilt whenever you're having a great sunny day and you talk to someone who's in a place that's getting a snow blizzard or something like a storm.
And then they bring you down and you just want to hang up with them because you're having a good time right now. You don't need their cold weather to bring you down?
No, actually, Cato, it's not anything as self-centered as that at all.
How about like somebody's in this sunny, happy mood and they come in and they're all peppy at work or at school or and you're like, oh man, I can't stand that person. They're just too happy today.
Yeah, because you're not real happy because you got things going on in your life. So they just make you try to bring you up and you just want to bring them down.
Yeah, why?
Like you want to rain on their parade even though it's not raining?
No, nothing like that.
Oh.
It's actually when the weather is really nice, but you don't want to go outside. You just stay inside, and you feel guilty for wasting a beautiful day.
I do this, and I'll look out the window, and I'll be like, please start raining.
I will say, I don't go that far, but when I do see it raining, I'm like, oh, yeah, I've got an excuse now to be a lazy bum.
Recently, over the weekend, there was supposed to be some rain all day, and it turned out sunny by noon, and my friends are calling me going, hey, it turned out nice and warm, won't you? And I'm like, I want the rain.
Yeah. you already planned for the rain.
Yes, and I need the rain.
Yeah, or you got errands to run. Like, you know, I'm going to have like 5 errands to run after work today, and all of a sudden it starts raining. Like, well, you know what? I just have to wait till later to do these errands.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah.
That might create a new social media term where you're like a rainy day happiness or something because, or you know, you get excited. Sometimes. Now, the people like my wife who love having a full calendar for the day, she hates it. Yeah. She's like, oh, I had all these plans. And I'm like, I did too, but now I don't have to do them.
Yeah. But then Mia, she does not like it when it rains. She's she wants sunshine all the time.
Well, I mean, that'd be nice, but sometimes I gotta have to Netflix. I gotta catch up.
I love rainy days.
See, I'm kind of like Jamie, where I want a full calendar, but then there's also a little part in the back of my brain that's like, I'd also be okay not doing things. Mm-hmm. But then I try to not do things, and then I feel guilty for sitting on the couch, and then I end up doing things anyway.
That's why I look at the weather before I make plans. So I'm like, well, there's a 50-50 chance I'll be there. 50% chance I might not show up.
Uh-huh. They should have like a special Cato forecast.
Yeah.
Cato has got a 53% chance of showing up tomorrow.
It's kind
of
like, you know, you got an excuse like for everything. Like, I can't make it. It's raining.
Yeah. That's true. My friends know if it's raining, they're like, he's not coming out.
He's like, did you get some milk and bread at the store? No, it was raining.
Yeah. You know, it's like they come up with guilt for everything now. It's like you have different things to make yourself feel guilty about. It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. We're always feeling guilty. And this is something that you shouldn't feel guilty about. If you want to stay in on a sunny day, there's nothing wrong with that.
But then you waste that beautiful day. And that's I have to close the window so I'm not even tempted.
So you actually get this.
Temptress sunshine.
You're a vampire.
I see so many people jogging, riding bikes, pushing baby strollers, walking dogs past my house. It makes me so mad. They're distracting me from my TV because I can see them on my peripherals. I have to close my blinds too.
Mm-hmm. That's what you close the blinds, shut the shades. You're like, the outside world doesn't exist.
Turn the sink on as though it's raining.
Well, it doesn't look like today is going to be a sunshine guilt day.
Yeah.
But it needs to rain. I have a lot of pollen on my car.
Oh. That'll help for a day.
Yeah. The only sunshine Tom gets is on his screensaver, on his computer.
Well, yeah. I get my daily allowance of vitamin D from my computer screen.
Yeah, you do. You got your weather forecast for that for the rest of the week, don't you? Unless you change your screensaver.
Yeah, well, they do. Microsoft changes it every few days to something new.
Yeah, next time you want a day just to sit at home, change your background to a rainy day.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I get a screensaver, it's a rainy day, and I can stay in every day without feeling guilty.
I like that.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.